What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about when do narcissists stop caring about their children. We're just so narcissists, y'all. It doesn't speak for all narcissists. I know how I got some other self-aware narcissists or some other people who watch my videos and they get super angry. Like, Lee, don't speak for us. And blah, blah, blah. Y'all, I'm not speaking for everybody. Speaking in general. Yeah, but some narcissists. So, before we hop into today's episode, y'all, make sure you check out the self-love brand. I love me. This is the I'm Worthy shirt right here. Just to kind of represent where you are in your self-love and healing and growth journey. Links in the description of every single video and podcast that I do. So, yeah, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. So, when do narcissists stop caring about their kids? So, let's get this out the way first. Do narcissists care about their kids? So, me, speaking personally, speaking in general terms, y'all, I do think that some narcissists actually do care about their kids. Do some not care at all? Yes, there are a lot of narcissistic people out there, toxic people, who will abandon their kids, who don't care about their kids, who might feel like the only reason that they are in their kids' lives is because of obligation and reputation, not because of love. I feel like they love their reputation, you see what I mean? But they feel like they're obligated to take care of their kids, and if they don't, then their reputation could struggle. You see what I'm saying?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So, some narcissistic people do feel like they are obligated to take care of their kids, to be in the kids' lives. But some of them do not, y'all. But me personally, I do believe that I love my kids. I've loved my kids since day one. Do I struggle sometimes? Yes, I do struggle. But I absolutely love my kids. I would give my life for my kids. No, yeah, I definitely would. And and the crazy thing about this is super personal, and people might judge me for this, but I used to struggle with that. Like, would I give my life for my kids or my family? Like, I used to struggle with that. That's how the selfish mindset that a lot of narcissistic people have. I used to struggle with that. But now, I've been a therapist so long, I've gained more empathy. I would, on a dime, you know what I mean? Without a doubt, right now, just like me or my sons or my daughter, I'm gone. I'm about of here immediately. And that might come naturally to a lot of people, but when you have the selfish, narcissistic mindset that I've had for 30-something years, it's hard to just fathom sacrificing yourself for somebody else, even though it's your kid. You see what I'm saying? Now, I absolutely would. You know what I mean? I would take somebody else out of here for them. I would always do that, but just like, would you sacrifice yourself for them? Ugh, would I? You know what I mean? Now I'm just like, yes, immediately, right now. Absolutely, yes. I'm gone. I'm out of here. You know? I'm out of there. I'm gone. Big racks, you know, like seriously. I do love my kids. But some narcissists don't care, y'all. But the ones who do care, some of them might care at the beginning, but then their care goes away. It's like when the kid, because like, y'all, a lot of people don't realize this, but kids are a form of like, it can be a form of just like unlimited supply for narcissists, especially when they're young. You mean, I can get supply and validation for and from this child. You know what I mean? I can get, this child validates my existence, especially if this child is cute and bubbly and fun and people want to be around it and stuff like that. You know, the child looks up to me. I'm the child's role model, the kid's role model, and things like that. So some narcissists enjoy that, the supply that they get from their kids. You know, some of them don't care, again, but some of them do care when they get the supply. So Lee, what the title of the video saying, when do they stop caring? So when do narcissists stop caring about their kids? Most of the times, if a narcissist is going to abandon the kids, they stop caring when the child gains any type of autonomy over itself, over themselves. When the child kind of wakes up and starts having a personality and starts making decisions on their own and starts saying no to their parent, to that toxic narcissistic parent, or starts standing up to them, then sometimes they fall out of love with those kids and they will discard those kids. when a child gains autonomy. Because at first, the kids don't know. The kids are just happy to have a mom or dad that's toxic. They don't know that the parent is toxic. They just like, oh, it's my mom. Oh, it's my dad. You know, oh, it's my parent. This is the parent that I have, you know? This is absolutely the parent that I have. So it's just like they love their parent. But then they start to realize that the parent is kind of out there a little bit, kind of spaced out and kind of toxic. They might start, the kid might wake up and just like, yeah, I'm not going to listen to you very much because you kind of toxic and you manipulative. Or the kid starts to realize who the narcissist is. And the kid starts to have their own personality. And a lot of narcissists don't like that. They don't like when their kids have any level of autonomy over themselves. Like the kid can take care of himself now. The kid is not super dependent upon a narcissist to take care of it. You see what I'm saying? To take care of them. So when a kid gains autonomy, the narcissist feels like there's no need for me to be in the kid's life anymore. The kid's standing, the child is standing up to me now. The child might be talking back. The child, it seems like the child doesn't respect me anymore. So they might discard those kids or to remove the love from those kids. They want those kids to always fight for their love. And when a kid feels like, oh, I'm not fighting for your love no more, discard phase, you know. They'll make you regret it. You're going to regret it. You're not going to have a father or a mother in your life now. I'm abandoning you. You see? When a kid gets any type of autonomy. Another time when a narcissist can stop caring about their kid. And this right here is up for debate. I know this one is going to be up for debate because how it is. I know it's going to be a very, very sensitive topic. It's going to be up for debate. But when the other parent gets autonomy over their own life, like the other parent wants to break up or get divorced or separate from the narcissistic person to quote unquote break the family up, the narcissist removes, can threaten to or absolutely remove the love from the child. You know, the narcissist can remove the love from the kid and from the other parent as well. So, you gonna break the family up? Then I don't want the kids. If you leave me, then you're leaving the marriage. If you leave me, you're leaving the kids. If you leave me, you're making sure the kids grow up. The kids grow up in a one parent household, that type of stuff. So they will remove the love that they have from that child at that moment in time as well. You know, when that child gets any type of autonomy over itself, or when a parent, other parent just decides, I'm done, you know, I'm done. I'm done with this relationship. You can be in the kid's life, but I'm done with you. So the narcissist says, no, my way or the highway. And typically they take the highway. You know, some people stay to keep the family together, but others, you know, they dip out and like, look, that's your choice. If you don't want to be here because I don't want to be with you, then that's your choice. You know, that happens quite a bit right there. It happens right there just in that space and within that dynamic and whatnot. So it happens. So you got to be prepared for that. That's, you know, be prepared to pivot, you know, because they absolutely will threaten to abandon the kids. Like another time when they will abandon or stop loving the kids or remove the love from the kids is when they feel like the kid has turned on them and chosen the other parent. When it feels like the kid has picked one parent or over the other and starts loving or showing more love to the other parent and kind of remove them from the narcissist. You know, y'all could be this could absolutely be underneath the same roof in the same household. Then the narcissist might be like, you know what? Since you don't need me, since you love your mom or you love your dad more, be with them. You don't need me. And they'll start treating the kid badly. They'll remove the love, affection, care from that child because their feelings are hurt. Because they go into this childish dynamic, this childish mindset of, now, oh, you don't need me then. You have the other parent in these spaces right here. You have the other parent. You have this going on. You have that going on. So they'll blame the other parent for these mishaps that are happening. You know what I mean? So be prepared for that as well, because once the kid grows up, and if not even, they don't even have to be grown, y'all. This can be a 6 or 7 or 8 year old kid. This doesn't have to be in their teens. They can, if they feel like their kid is starting to show more love or picking the other parent, absolutely love removed. You know what I mean? Love removed, time removed. You know what I mean? Another moment when they can remove the love or stop loving their kids is when the kids grow up and don't need them. You know what I mean? Or when the kids grow up and have their autonomy over themselves, when they're in their teenage years, and they start standing up and having a voice of their own, are you talking back and bye. It's like when that narcissistic person feels like the kids are not automatically respecting them. Like the default, you know, the typical is the mindset of like there's a default respect that you're supposed to have for your parent. So if they feel like that default respect is removed, then they feel like they need to remove the love. Oh, you don't respect me. I'm your parent. You need to do what I say. Even when you're 16, 17, 18 years old, grown adult, then, or when you become a grown adult, not 16, 17, 18 don't make you super grown. I guess 18 makes you grown technically, but you know, when you're an adult, young adult, 20, 25, they still feel like you need, they still feel like their respect is supposed to be there. Just that, you know, the obligatory respect, the original respect. I'm your parent. You owe me this. You know, the last moment I want to talk about, y'all, is when they feel like the supply runs out, they get from the kids, or the kids feel like the kids either embarrass them or something. Like, this is going to suck right here, y'all. And I hate to even have to say this, but sometimes they would, yeah, when the supply runs out, could be because the kid, you have a disabled child. The child is disabled or not perfect, quote unquote perfect, in the narcissist mindset. The narcissist will remove the love and discard those kids. They just will. The kid's not perfect. You know, so it's not on me. I don't want to be there, because it makes the narcissist's life harder. You know, you're not perfect in the narcissist's eyes, and it reflects badly on the narcissist. And because the narcissist, if you come out disabled and whatnot, the child comes out disabled, the narcissistic person starts to feel like it might be their fault that the child is disabled. So they need to get away from the shame. It brings them shame. You know, I'm not, and hell no, I'm not making excuses for anybody that abandons their kids. I'm just telling y'all some of the reasons that goes on inside the mind of a narcissist. Like, the child comes out disabled or something like that, or imperfect in the narcissist's mind. Yeah, they'll discard those kids, y'all. They just one of the things that some narcissists will do. Like, oh, you're not perfect. Bye. And it's horrible. It's damn near evil, y'all. It's repugnant, you know. But it's the mindset of some narcissistic people. If you're not a perfect specimen, you got to go. You embarrass me. You got to go. The supply runs out. You got to go. Some narcissists, y'all, don't care about the kids. And some of them will remove the love from the kids when they feel like the supply has run out. All in all these make narcissistic people. The narcissistic people who abandon their kids are horrible people. And I won't take that back. Change my mind. You know what I mean? Anyways, y'all, I know this video was touchy subject. I'm thankful for y'all being here. Bless those kids. Love your kids. Love on them. You know, just keep loving them kids, regardless of the toxic parents in their life or not. Be safe. Take care of yourself. Like and subscribe. You made it this far. Mental illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video, y'all. I am truly, eternally grateful for every single one of y'all that support the channel in any way, shape, or form. If you haven't already, make sure that you subscribe to the channel so that we can reach more people, to help more people. The self-love brand is available. I'm strong. I love me. It's a self-love brand. The self-love journal is available on Amazon as well to help you rebuild that self-love and identity, you know, during the toxic relationship. Also, look into joining the channel memberships to get more behind the scenes perks and things like that, y'all. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you. Thanks.